This is Change for Your Dollar Podcast with John Putnam.
We have another great episode today of Change for Your Dollar, where we have conversations and talk about the blessings and burdens around money and faith and life. I'm your host, John Putnam. Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? John Putnam here. It's good to be with you. And I really do appreciate you taking a few minutes to hang out with me today. You know, there is a lot of financial noise out in the world today. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Yeah, you better believe it. And there are so many challenges that I am bumping into from friends and family, both personally and professionally. You know, I just wanted to get into a little bit of the weeds on a very practical topic, but also bring it back into a spiritual perspective for you today. So I wanted to talk a little today about inflation. You know, this is a really significant issue that everyone is facing right now, and it's affecting different people differently, especially on various socioeconomic levels. You know, when I was a kid, we were working hard on the farm. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you've heard me tell some of those tales. Well, when I was about 12, I wanted to get a real job, and there was a gas station about a mile up the road from our farm, close enough to either walk or ride my bike when the weather was good. And every now and then, John, who was the station owner proprietor, would let me run the cash register. And it was always a huge kick for me to do this. It was a lot of responsibility. John took over the pumps, and he was just letting me get a feel for this. Now, I was 12 or 13 years old at the time, and it was a pretty simple station, right? It was snacks and drinks, and you get the picture. It was pretty simple accounting at the register, and it was all manual. Well, a day wouldn't pass when there would be some guy that would come through, and he would make a comment as he was buying a candy bar, a pack of chips, a pack of crackers, a drink. And he would make a comment something like, you know, I remember when these chips were 10 cents a bag, or I remember when you could get this chocolate bar for a nickel and you wouldn't know that, but blah, blah, blah. And on he would go telling me the stories of yesteryear and how prices just keep going up. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because over time, prices do continue to go up. Now, depending on economics and the books you've read and how much you really pay attention to all this, a small amount of inflation, we're talking in the 2%, 3% range, is healthy for an economy as the algorithms and the equations go. It spurs on growth, it spurs the economy, and it keeps things green and growing over time. And as long as your incomes are inflating or increasing at the same amount of the inflation of the products or services, or the increase in prices on the products and services, then this all works very well. Very hand in glove, as they say. On the other hand, if prices of goods and services are increasing faster than your income is growing and increasing, you get an incredibly challenging environment financially for so many families. Because the goods and services prices are increasing, but their income's not. So you're having to spend more on the same items. And this inflation and the way the pricing is affecting different families, guess it's a little sneaky sometimes the way that it works. Sometimes you will see a product that looks the same size box, the same size bag, but there's less product in the box or the bag. So you're getting less product, but you're paying the same money. See, that is an inflated price because per ounce of product or per an amount of product in the bag, you're paying more for that product or that amount of product in that box or bag. Or it's more easily spotted is when you're getting the same amount of something or the same weight of something, but you're paying more money for it. For example, take some simple items that you may buy at the grocery store, such as a gallon of milk or a dozen eggs. You know how much they've been costing. You can see that there's a dozen eggs or a gallon of milk, and now you see the price has increased substantially. The same thing happens at the gas pump. You know how much a gallon of gas has been costing, and now all of a sudden it is substantially more. Now, speaking of gas, just for a moment, I remember, just like the old guys who walked in my gasoline station when I was 12, I remember when gas was less than $2 a gallon. Now, I know what you're saying. You're going, Putnam, how old are you? Well, hold on a minute before you cast me with too much gray hair here, because to go back to a point in time where gas was less than $2 a gallon, guys, it was 2020. And before that, it was 2008 and 2009. That's why this increase of inflation at the gas pump feels so dramatic. Because it is. Now let me bring this in for a landing and dig into a couple of items that I want to leave you with today. First, we are in a situation where the vast majority of people's incomes have not increased at the same rapid level of increasing inflationary prices, which puts them in an incredibly precarious financial position in living out their day-to-day lives. Now, as you are listening to my podcast today, you are likely going to fall into one of two financial categories. Category one is that you have enough money for these tough inflationary times. Or category two, you do not have enough money for these tough inflationary times. And if you are in category two, you are having to make significantly challenging choices on a day-by-day, week-by-week, and month-by-month because there's not enough to go around. And when you are in a situation like that, you really have four different tracks you can take to help improve your financial situation. I want to touch on these briefly, and then I want to come back with some recommendations for my listeners who fall in category one. Track number one, reduce expenses. Now, I know on the surface that sounds like common sense, but I'd like to elaborate a little bit on this. In every household budget, there are optional expenses. These are expenses that whether the money is used or not used, it does not affect your primary living needs, which are housing, food, transportation, and utilities, those big four categories that we all need stable on a day-to-day basis. But as you move into the next category, which are the expenses that you need to pay, this is where you have some flexibility, like how much do you pay for cable? Now, some people may say that's optional. Other people may say that's a need, especially if you have an office at home and you need home internet. But there are some options, some expenses that you need, but you have some flexibility as to how much you have to pay. And then finally, there are those contractual arrangements like a mortgage or a lease or a car payment that it takes longer to affect those and to reduce those expenses. So where you can, on your optional expenses, if you need cash flow, take those immediately to zero. And then at the same time, because in the optional expenses, there are often entertainment expenses, fun expenses. Look to replace those with some free alternatives. Look them up online. You'll be amazed how many free experiences, parks, libraries, museums, events, maybe even theatrical performances that you can attend. And also look to your church as well. So often they have events there that are free but could provide your family or yourself or the couple the entertainment and fun you need without costing anything. Track two is to increase income. Now, I know this is like, Putnam, are you kidding me? We get this. Totally understand that. But when you think about increasing your number of hours at your current job, looking at adding a second job, or looking at having your first job and maybe creating a side hustle of some sort because you're starting to think entrepreneurial in some of your vocational dreams and objectives. When you do this, guys, it obviously puts additional personal and emotional strain on you, on your family. And I would just encourage you, as you are exploring some of these alternatives, that you look at these as a season, and at the same time, look at reducing some of your more higher cost fixed expenses at the same time. Track number three is ask for help. Guys, ask for some financial help. Now, so often our pride, our ego, how we were raised creeps in, and we don't want to ask for financial help, but sometimes we need to. Guys, your local community, your county, your state, federal options to provide you financial assistance are happening every day. So please be aware of what those are. And remember, there may be options at your local church. So please talk to your local church and see if they have options or programs to provide temporary financial assistance. And if there are pastors or church staff who happen to be listening today, what an incredible opportunity to increase awareness inside your church of these inflationary pressures that are happening to so many families and encourage them to increase the funds available for these families, shoring up these funds, preparing them in advance. So if families do need assistance, either in your church or in other parts of the community, or by supporting other ministries and nonprofits, you have the resources available. And then we have track number four, which is a very dangerous and slippery slope, and that is borrowing money. Basically, using credit cards to support our lifestyle. This can happen so quickly because without realizing the inflationary pressures that are out there and the expenses that aren't going to go away, they're going to be here for a while. It's so easy not to adjust our living expenses, keep everything status quo, and just move into a credit situation to supplement our income. But let me tell you, this is the most slipperiest of slopes, and let me encourage you to avoid this at all costs. And now let me come back to the opportunities for any of my listeners who find themselves in category one, where you have ample resources to weather these financial inflationary pressures. When the medical pandemic occurred in 2020, it was obvious the impact that it was having, and so many people poured resources out into their local community and into their local churches to help those in need. But now, from a domestic financial epidemic of inflationary issues and inflationary pressures for those families in Category 2 who do not have enough money to weather these storms. Guys, this is the opportunity for families who have more than they need to go to their churches, encourage their pastors, encourage their teams, encourage their boards or elder boards to pay significant attention to this, to ask for help, to shore up funds, to increase additional funds. So when people come to the church, that they are there to help those in need at this difficult time. I'm reminded of the scripture in Psalm 12:5, because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. Proverbs 19:17 shares, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. There is no one-size-fits-all, cookie-cutter answer to this. I totally understand. But my prayer was that this would just bring an awareness and an encouragement and some thoughts around this at a very difficult time, especially when we as a church can come together helping those in need. Y'all, thanks again for joining me today, letting me share this with you. This has been on my mind and on my heart for a while, so thank you. And as a reminder, there is a PDF download called the 3D Budget that may be of some interest as you are thinking through your expenses in inflationary times. Just go to changeforyourdollar.com, click on the Today's Resource tab at the bottom of the page, and you will see it on the list there. And as always, if this was a blessing to you, think about sharing it with a friend or family member or coworker. And thank you again for being with me today. And I'll look forward to next week.
You've been listening to Change for Your Dollar podcast with John Putnam.
Thank you for joining me for Change for Your Dollar, where we have real conversations exploring the burdens and blessings around money, faith, and life. For more tools and resources, please visit changeforyourdollar.com. I'm John Putnam. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to being with you again next time.